Welcome to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. We come your way on Sundays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday mornings at 1 a.m. We stream live at richarddugan.com. We archive these programs at richarddugan.com, the radio show's page, and we also link to our guests' websites. We'll give you that website here shortly, and we want you to check out that information. We are the portal to all of this great information that's out there. We do not reinvent the wheel by putting all kinds of stuff up on the website. It's a very simple, very practical website. It's not a lot of fanfare and flourish like I've seen a lot of other websites, and that's fine. I mean, that's what they want to do, but I've tried to keep it as simple as possible so that you can make your way through it rather quickly to get to the information, whether it be the link to the guest website or to the interview, for that matter. So we encourage you to do that. You know, there used to be a group back, I believe it was in the 60s and 70s, called Earth, Wind, and Fire. Then I started hearing about, in some of the philosophical conversations of different beliefs, about the four elements. And I believe it was air, water, fire, and earth. And then there was a movie that came out. I think it was in the late 90s. It tells you how up on things I am. But I enjoyed the movie nonetheless, called The Fifth Element. And that particular element was love. And, of course, today we're going to be talking about not the earth, wind, and fire, or the four elements, or the five elements per se, as much as the five elements as put together in a great little book by that title, Understanding Yourself and Enhancing Your Relationships with the Wisdom of the World's Oldest Personality Type System. I think this is going to be a fascinating program. And Donde Dalene is my guest. I want to thank you so much for joining us on the program via Skype. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. I am so happy to be here and talk about the five elements and teach your audience. It's a wonderful system.
I have to say that one of the biggest, I think, keys, one of the biggest aspects to our progress in this world is, and I'm going to quote this phrase, and I can't remember who actually said it, but, you know thyself.
Yes.
And all of the stuff that we're learning about is trying to teach us to do just that, to show us how to know ourselves, to get better acquainted with who we really are. Now, there's an aspect of that that I'm in the process of researching as well, and it has to do with the knowledge, if you will, maybe the wisdom too, the wisdom and the knowledge that we acquire between the lives that we live as we reincarnate down through the millennia, if you will. And we're going to be having programs dealing with that. But I think also what is so important is what you're bringing forth, this information regarding the five elements, regarding understanding yourself and enhancing your relationship with the wisdom of the world's oldest personality type system. And in this case, we're talking about water, wood, fire, earth, and metal. Now, I guess I'm a little perplexed from the standpoint that I would have put metal in the same category maybe as earth. And let's kind of start there in terms of defining these. You can certainly define the five elements, but what's the difference between earth and metal? Because that's where metal comes from, in essence.
Yes, yes. So big difference if we're looking at metal and earth as personality types. These are metaphors. So water, wood, fire, earth, and metal are metaphors for the way people act, mm-hmm. the way they react, their behaviors, their motivations, their fears. Looking at metal and earth, in the practical sense, metal represents crystals and rocks. So you're right, they do come from the earth. When we talk about the earth, it is more the soil and the dirt and what grows from that earth. So as personality types, an earth personality type is a person who is very giving. And you can see this in the metaphor that the earth gives, the earth grows things from it. The metal type is a little bit more stoic, calm, cool, collected. And we start to connect the dots through metaphors of crystals and rock. And so I'm happy to dive deeper into this because when people start hearing this, there's a little confusion around the elements, but within a few minutes, oh my gosh, it just clicks that if you understand your element, you can have better relationships, better life. And like you said, know thyself so you don't become entrenched in your own perspective of life. You aren't as defensive once you know your personality type and other personality types. It's an incredible system.
Well, now, what is it that you have to have from the individual in order to begin the process of determining which of the five or which of the five is the dominant? Because I would assume that it is possible to have elements of all five or parts of all five elements within one's personality type, but that there's going to be a dominant one. What do you need from that person?
True. Yes, excellent question. So I'll touch a little bit on the dominant type first. So yes, you usually have a dominant element and a secondary element. And those are the two you mostly work with. The other three will sometimes come out in specific situations, or you can lean on those three when you need to use them. And I'll give an example. So you all know what I'm talking about. I am a wood and a water element. Those are primarily my elements. I'll be very wood in business, in my public life. I'm more water behind the scenes and with my family. However, I'm often on stage, often speaking in big arenas, and I need to tap into my fire. So I will do that, and I know how to do that because I've studied the elements for so long. So it's a fantastic system, and yes, we're hoping that people have all five elements that are fairly balanced, but that is quite difficult. And most people who study the five elements go through life learning how to balance their elements. And yet, when under stress, we'll usually default to that one or two, our primary or our secondary. And when we do default to those, once we know the elements, again, we don't take things so personally, we don't beat ourselves up. Instead, I'll take wood, for example. Wood element is a very direct person. They're quite forceful. They can be described as assertive or aggressive. They're very confident. They do well under pressure. However, these are all great things about a wood, and they're usually very successful. They go right to the top of business corporations because they see the big picture. They have a plan. They complete their plan. They know how to get to their goals. On the other side, a wood element under stress has absolutely no tact. They often steamroll people. They're described as insensitive. And so when you know these things about a person, let's say people listening are starting to think, well, maybe my brother is a wood, or maybe my father has a little bit of wood, or my sister. You can start to see that we are all somewhat bound by our element. It's not usually that people go through life trying to hurt others. No, they fall under stress. They default to this element. And once you know that, you can work with the element. And so you aren't as insensitive, especially if you're a wood.
Yeah. And of course, having just completed the 2016 presidential campaign, I think we can define wood in regards to certain candidate or candidates. So and enough said on that. It is certainly something that we need to, I think it's extremely important to take whatever systems that you want to help to learn about yourself and who and what you are. Now, in terms of the starting place, and I kind of asked this question at the front end of this, in terms of what you need, do you have to sit with this person for a long period of time and ask a bunch of questions? Is there a survey that we take that's contained within the book that we can find the dominant element that is in our lives? Or are there other aspects, and can we do the same, say, for other people? And is that, maybe that, back that up a little bit, is that a wise thing to do, to try to define other people in that kind of way?
Yes. So I'll go from backwards to forward. What you just asked, is that wise to kind of define people? It is wise. And this is why when you know the elements, and I'll say that many people think, oh gosh, maybe I'm starting to categorize people and lump them together. And no, it's exactly the opposite. The five elements bring so much compassion and understanding. And one of the reasons it does is because when you start to know someone's element, and I'll talk in a moment about how you can do that, it's a shortcut to understanding people, their strengths, their blind spots, their behaviors, instead of spending years in talk therapy. Once you know a person's element, you have all sorts of answers about how you will be in relationship with them and how they will be in relationship to you. And I surmise that you reach your full potential more quickly as a human being, and you're able to help others bring out their full potential because you can kind of change and direct how you are behaving toward people, and you immediately see how you can behave toward people in a healthier way. So I'll talk a little bit about how you can find out someone's element. Yes, when you start to know a person's element and you're sitting with them, it comes quickly. You watch the way they gesture, the tone of their voice. For instance, a wood element usually has a deeper voice. Fire and earth elements usually have higher octaves, and they're usually very sing-songy, kind of like this. Oh, hello, it's so great to see you. Oh my gosh, isn't this fun? That's very fire. The wood element is going to speak much more in a choppy fashion, almost a staccato tone, like I'm speaking now, and with a deeper voice. And so some people feel like woods yell at them, even though woods would say, no, I'm not yelling, I'm just conversing. So you'll see it in a person's shape of their face. You'll see it in their body type. For instance, take the water type. Waters, no matter if they are thin or heavy, they're usually a little bit more doughy. They have a little bit more skin and flesh. They don't make muscle as fast. It can't be seen as readily as you might see it in a wood. You start looking at body types. Metals are usually taller and thinner, or if they aren't tall, they look tall. Their limbs are lankier and longer and leaner. So this starts coming very, very quickly. You also look at faces, the way people walk. Woods march, and they march fast. They want to get to their next goal. Waters go more slowly, and they're soaking up the scene and the flowers and the trees and the people around them. However, when you're first getting into the elements and everybody wants to know their element and what their family and friends are, a really simple way is to take a quiz. There's a quiz on my website at learnthefiveelements.com. Learnthefiveelements.com. It will take you about 4 to 5 minutes to take that quiz. And then also in my book called The Five Elements, there is a more comprehensive quiz, which takes about 15 minutes at the end of every chapter. So you're covered. You'll find out your elements and start moving ahead in life and being able to find out what gets in the way of your change and progress as a human being and be able to change it up, because you'll know the elements.
That was kind of my next question as well. And that is, because I asked this question of a woman who sees auras and talks about the different colors are in our auras. And I even asked her, is it possible for one to consciously change our colors, because maybe, you know, we don't like that color for whatever, you know, because of the characteristics therein. So obviously it is possible even to change the personality type as far as the element is concerned, if that's not where you want to be. I mean, and I'll be honest with you, I would think that somebody who is a wood, who becomes more consciously aware of who and what they are and how they're sort of acting or reacting towards people, that, you know, they might want to consider a bit of a shift. And that doesn't mean that you give up the wood personality type completely, because as we said before, we have all of these personality types are interwoven within us to a greater or a lesser degree.
Absolutely. Yes, I agree with all that you're saying. And it is really It is fun and it is life-changing to be able to work with your elements. Again, you'll probably always default to one strongly when you're under stress, but just to know that every element has a governing emotion. So let's take water, for example. Their governing emotion is fear. So when they go to stress, usually the first thing the water person feels is fear. A wood person, on the other hand, feels anger. As a wood person, when you know that you're going to get angry first, you can start working with anger management. You can start doing energy exercises or exercises through meditation and mindfulness to work with that anger. So yes, it's an incredible way to become a better human being.
You know, I just find it, again, really interesting to take a look at so many of these different, and I use the word modalities, in the process, whether it's healing or otherwise, to better understand who and what we are and why we are the way we are. I mean, I began, you know, as I mentioned earlier in the program, I began reading about this whole LBL, life between lives concept, and thinking, oh, this sounds really neat. I love the fact that, oh, great, when I die, I'll get to rest for a while, because it's like, I'm ready for the rest. I mean, I still in love what I'm doing and all of this, but at the same time, it's like, okay, enough already. I'm tired, and this is just really getting too much, and there's just too much insanity going on in the world today. And I've had, you know, and I know that a lot of people are feeling that way as well. And then, of course, I started reading further and I'm going, oh, wait a minute. You mean to tell me there's more learning? You mean we're not done after this? Oh, you got to be kidding me. It's not over. Well, and I guess that maybe after a period of rest, and of course, there is no time outside this life, it's a human creation or concept, construct. Yeah, that then you would probably feel the urge for the most part to, yeah, I need to check this, the rest of this out. And it's almost like a laundry list of sorts of things that we want to work on. And in this lifetime, there's plenty. There's plenty yes. for all yes. of us. There is no, and I have heard it said, I've heard it put this way, the process of learning, granted, does not end with this lifetime. However, I've heard this philosophy that those people who pass on have sort of completed their contract. They've learned all that they needed to learn in this lifetime. I don't know if that's necessarily true, and I'll learn more about that as I do more interviews in regards to the other element, the other aspect of this. But when we talk about the five elements, which, by the way, is the title of the book, and I'm going to ask you also to talk a little bit about energy medicine. And one of the reasons why I was intrigued, because, you know, you started this in regards to in connection with what are they called? The Eden Energy Medicine Certification Program in my hometown of Phoenix, Arizona. which obviously we both have moved away from, because now you're living on the West Coast as well. I just find this, again, this is all about a sort of bringing us back into balance, in a manner yes. of speaking. I mean, yes. there are times when I wish I could stay there. Why can't I just get it balanced and I'm done with it? And the only way that that would happen is if I just got balanced and then just stopped. Okay? It's kind of like I'm going to go get the car repaired. I'm going to get the transmission worked on. I'm going to get the tires taken care of. I'm going to get all, and then I'm going to park the car and never drive it again, and it will never wear out again. But then I don't get to enjoy the car and its transportation aspects, and maybe its luxury aspects, whatever they might be. So it's the same thing here. What is it? There's a phrase that says that a ship docked in a harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are for.
Ah, that's a good one. That's a good saying.
So tell me a little bit about this. Yes. This whole Eden Energy Medicine.
Yes, I would love to. So my mom is Donna Eden, and my mom is a renowned healer. She's a pioneer in energy medicine, and what energy medicine is. is working with the body and using your hands. So your hands are electromagnetic. They have power in them. With your hands, whether you know it or not, you can direct energy in your body just by laying your hand over different parts of the body. And these different parts have energy systems within them. So my mom teaches about 9 energy systems in the body. And this is very much like other systems that most people are familiar with, like the lymphatic system, the circulatory system, the nervous system. These systems deal with energy. So I'll take one system, for instance, the meridians. The meridians are actual pathways on your body. Everybody has them, and they're like rivers, and they flow in a certain direction, and they should be flowing like a clean river with no pollution in it, crystal clear, beautiful, flowing forward. But what happens as we go through life and we deal with everything from people around us dying, we deal with trauma, we deal with little things like fluorescent light bulbs and pollution and chemtrails. Well, our meridians can get stuck. They can start running backwards. And then this can bring on a host of emotional and physical issues, everything from headaches and stomach aches to foggy thinking and depression. So that's just one of them. And quickly, the 9 systems are the chakras. The chakras are like spinning discs on the body. The aura, which surrounds us, is all around us, and it's like our protection. It's like our protective spacesuit, and it's all different colors, just like you said. The radiant circuits, which we call the joy generators, they bring joy into our life. The grid is our foundation of our entire body. And it is what keeps us grounded, what makes us feel safe, which it's what really makes us feel at home in the world. And if we aren't feeling at home in the world or safe in the world, our grid probably needs work. Mm-hmm. The Celtic weave, the meridians, the triple warmer, the electrics, and the 5 elements. So the 5 elements are part of these 9 energy systems. And I was raised in this. My mom raised me in energy medicine, and out of all of these 9 energy systems, I love all of them. I use all of them. I have used them my whole life, and I think I have had a very blessed life, partly because I've been able to rely on these systems and work with them to help me get through hard times. But out of all of them, my sister and I really resonated with the 5 elements, this personality type system. It's also a health system. And my mom started teaching it to us formally when we were, I'd say early teenage years. And then we just blossomed with it and took hold of it. And so that's my mom, Donna Eden. The school you mentioned is near Phoenix, Arizona, in a place called Litchfield Park. Mm-hmm. And she also has a school in England, and she teaches people from all over the world to heal themselves. And she's amazing. My mom is incredible because she really wants people to believe. And I'm telling this to all of you out there. You have power in your hands. You have power to heal yourself. You have power to prevent illness and disease. You have power to heal your friends and family, or at least make yourself feel better. You can alleviate pain. And anyone can do this. My mom, what's so incredible about her is she has never wanted anyone to see her as a guru or her as something special. Yes, she was born being very, very in touch with this ability to heal. And she can, her vision is like X-ray vision. When she looks at someone, she can actually see into their body, see where the illness is, see where the wellness is, and know how to work with it. So she is phenomenal, and she believes everyone on earth is phenomenal. We just need to be in touch with our innate healing abilities.
I got to say that you have a rather comprehensive, you and your mother have a rather comprehensive array of modalities, because not everyone works for everyone, that each person is going to respond a little differently to to each of these nine in particular. Now, I'm going to guess that you didn't start out with nine, and that it's not, I don't know that it's necessarily going to end there. Is that a fair assessment?
I would say that's very fair. And early in my mom's life, she didn't even have semantics or a language for what she was seeing and feeling. You know, she could look at somebody walking down the street and actually see their chakras spinning, because chakras, again, are this wheel on the body. There's many of them, and they spin. And she could see their meridians flowing, but she didn't have a name for it. It wasn't until later, when she got into a modality called Touch for Health, and she got into Chinese medicine and massage, when people started saying, well, guess what? You're seeing the meridians. You're seeing those colors you're seeing around people's bodies. That's called the aura. And she thought everybody did this very readily. She learned later that not everybody is in touch with this vision like she is. But yes, I agree with you. It my mom's practice, as people have come from all over the world, thousands upon thousands of people wanting to learn what she can teach them, she has had to really language each thing she sees in the body. And right now, and there are more than this, but she feels these are the nine main energy systems in the body. Yeah.
And the beautiful thing about these nine in particular, but you could actually go through and read through the ancient wisdom teachings and find 9, 18, 27, 36 more. And the beautiful thing about all of them is that, correct me if I'm wrong, Dundee, there are no contraindicators. There are no conflicts between one modality and another.
Yes, you are right. You're absolutely right. And what's so beautiful about this very natural system is, in working with it, there are also no big side effects. Like when you're taking a pharmaceutical drug or a medication. And we aren't against Western medicine. In my family, we use Western medicine when we need it. And we seek out doctors that we need, especially if there's an emergency. But we don't run to the cabinet to take any sorts of drugs or pharmaceuticals, because you will always have side effects with them. And with natural medicine and energy medicine, you won't. And that's something that's so incredible about it.
Well, you know, and also quite exciting as well, because it means that you don't have to sit through. And I chuckle more so because I think about some of the pharmaceutical commercials that I have seen, and they can run up to like 2 minutes long, and sometimes half to three quarters of the commercial is the side effects. But what's so fascinating to me is that I was watching this one pharmaceutical commercial for a drug to help with your, let's just say, angina. And one of the side effects is angina. And I'm going, then why would I even bother taking it?
Exactly.
Now, the pharmaceutical companies, you know, not to be too hard on them per se, you know, would say, well, yeah, but when we list all of these side effects happen to a small portion, but we still have to mention that that there is the possibility. Well, yeah, but still, I mean, it's like this long, long laundry list. And it's like, I'd rather have the ailment than the possible cure, or at least the dealing with the symptoms. But that's the thing that I love. I say that, you know, Chinese medicine, for example, has been around for over 5,000 years.
Yes.
They had no FDA. They just knew and know that it works. They just know that it works. And that's where we're trying to get to. We're going to come back and continue talking with Dundee, Dalene, and talk about the five elements, understanding yourself, and enhance your relationship with the wisdom of the world's oldest personality type system. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. Please stay right where you are.
Tell me your stories. I'll do my best to understand you.
And welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. Thanks so much for staying with us as we continue talking with Dundee Dahleen. And her latest work is The Five Elements, one of nine elements, if you will, or modalities for healing and well-being and balancing of the body, mind, and soul, if you will, that we're trying to put out there. And I have to say that I think that right now in our day and age, here in the latter half of the second decade of the 21st century, I don't know of any other way to, the 20 teens, we're facing all kinds of challenges. And I sometimes wonder if we're really facing these challenges or if we're just being overloaded by the plethora, if you will, of situations that exist that are kind of driving all of us a little bit bonkers. We'd really like to get beyond some of this stuff. And I understand that part of this life is dealing with the challenges that we deal with. I get that. I don't necessarily have to like it, but I get it. And you are here to help us to understand, maybe to like it, definitely to get it, and to use it. And I know that that's been a big argument. I remember, of course, working back in Phoenix, Arizona, back in the 80s and early 90s for a Christian radio station. And of course, they always, people would always be critical of the Ten Commandments. They don't work. And they would say, well, that's because people don't use them. Well, the same thing can be true for pretty much anything that is supposed to be there to help you to get through your daily life. That if you don't use it, how is it supposed to help you? I don't know about you, Dundee, but there's a part of me that takes a more of a philosophical view, if you will, and tries to make it more practical and pragmatic in regards to energy. I mean, science has told us that everything is energy. And to that, then what difference does it make what I do or what I eat and drink and so on and so forth if it's all energy? And obviously it does make a difference because we see a lot of people that, maybe they didn't necessarily take on that philosophy that, hey, it's all energy, so it doesn't matter, and they're dealing with all kinds of diseases and disorders and maladies and so forth. Let's talk a little bit from that. I suppose that's a physics perspective, that everything is energy. How do we understand our world better as we fit into it in terms of this whole aspect of balancing? I mean, again, and I love these five elements of water, wood, fire, earth, and metal, because, again, you get in touch with those and that can be very grounding. And a lot of people seem to need that because a lot of people are kind of untethered and bouncing around.
Yes. Yes. Well, you brought up a lot. Let me go back to energy. Everything is energy. And the cool thing about that is if you have eaten something bad for yourself or you have had alcohol and your liver is suffering from it, or you have been through a great deal of stress and you didn't let yourself rest or recoup from that stress, and now it's taking a toll on you. Knowing that everything is energy, and this is what we do in energy medicine, we know that we can heal ourselves from being at the bottom of the barrel. We can pick ourselves back up. We can do energy exercises that are really simple and really quick. We can do some of these exercises in 15, 20, 30 seconds a day that will help us, that boost our immune system, that bring us back to balance, that help us with the foggy thinking and to get clear again. So when we in energy medicine, when we talk about everything is energy, we're delighted by it because we know we can direct the energy for a positive effect in our lives and other people's lives. As far as working with this energy in the five elements, every person has a different energy for themselves, a different vibe, a different vibration. And it seems like that's, yeah, that's kind of a no-brainer. We all have a different personality. Okay, fine. But how many times do we sleepwalk through life not remembering this, not remembering that? I'll take, for instance, the water type. If you are a water type, you need downtime. You're a person who needs to restore. You get tired easily. That doesn't necessarily mean you're unhealthy. That is just your vibration. Whereas a fire person, a fire type, they're usually, oh my gosh, up early in the morning, to bed late at night. They have lots of energy. They're living in the now. They're happy. They're joyful. Two totally different types of people. So if you're a water in relationship with a fire, or fire in relationship with a water, and you know these things about each other, the fire no longer has to think, wow, my friend, this water type, my friend is so lazy, or all she wants to do is sit on the couch, or, oh my gosh, what's wrong with her? You know, we spend a lot of life saying, what's wrong with her? What's wrong with him? What's wrong with me? When you know the five elements, we don't have that judgment of things are wrong with people. She's a water type. The fire type is going to go, go, go. They simply will have more energy. You stop beating yourself up. It's okay to be who you are. And in this, all of your relationships become, like you said, more balanced. So again, we're working with different people's energies, different people's vibes.
By the way, folks, if you're wondering how you can find out more, in addition, of course, to picking up the five elements, the title of the book, learnthefiveelements.com is the website that you can go to, and you can learn about the water, wood, fire, earth, and metal, and those personality types, and how you fit into them, or how they fit into you, if you will. We encourage you to investigate this. I think it'll help you out. I think it can't hurt. That's one of the things, as I said earlier in the program, these different modalities, be they from China or elsewhere around the globe, quite honestly, they can't really, there are no side effects. You know, you can't really overdose, all right? Because you're dealing, again, you go back to what you were just talking about, Dundee, it's energy. It's just energy.
Yeah.
And we're surrounded by it, whether it be surrounded by the energy of, you know, different electromagnetic aspects, or just the energy of the universe. I mean, it's all just sitting right there, you know, and you can't escape it. You are made of energy. And there's got to be a way to figure out how to, you know, make it through life than a lot of the self-medicating that we're doing, whether it's pharmaceuticals or other forms of self-medication, you know, and that's a real problem as well. Is we get to a point. Some of us get to a point in our lives when we just. We've kind of come to reached the end of our rope, and we start, you know, having a few drinks at night, or we find some medication that's really helping us, and we get this prescription filled over and over again. And we hear about people in the news every day who this happens to. And what I'm finding, Dundee, is that when we learn, especially learn about these five element types, these personality types, and we begin the process of processing them or overlaying them over our acquaintances in our lives, the people that we associate with, as you were talking about earlier, in terms of it's like when I meet someone who is a therapist or a psychologist or what have you, I have to wonder sometimes while I'm doing the interview, are they analyzing me? You know. But we can sort of kind of do that surreptitiously, you know, quietly, silently to ourselves. And then and it's not to pass judgment on the person. It's to better understand them so that then we can relate to them better on a deeper level.
Yes, this knowing the five elements is like a roadmap. It quickly puts you into the shoes of the other person. If nothing else, if you learn nothing else from the five elements, you're going to really grow your compassion and understanding for why other people do what they do. Because I think a lot of us walk around in life being surprised. Wow, why did she do that? Oh my gosh, I would never do what he did. Well, when you know the five elements, you know why he did what he did. You understand why she said what she said, because they're working from their element. It's very insightful. It helps you to stay more calm. My whole life, people have told me, Dondi, you have so much calm and so much confidence. Where did that come from? Well, it came from having two amazing parents, for sure, but also my mom raising me and my sister in the five elements. I don't get riled up under stress. I have kind of this, I heard somebody else called the five elements a GPS system. So I have this GPS system of how to handle stress and people and relationships. And relationships are difficult. I'm not saying they're easy, but they sure are easier with the five elements and also the relationship with ourselves. I often tell my mom, as a wood element, and again, if people are just joining us, I'll go back to saying that a wood element person is very confident, do well under pressure. They're very honest, sometimes considered too honest. They're just very direct people. But their difficult side is that they can default to anger. They can accuse people. They think they're right. Other people are wrong. Well, if I didn't have the five elements to understand that about myself, I certainly wouldn't know myself as well. I certainly wouldn't have calm and confidence like I do. I wouldn't know how to work with that aggressiveness because I wouldn't even know where it came from. I'd probably just beat myself up about it and then not be as nice of a person. So it really, really helps us to know who we are.
Yeah. I mean, when you have... There's the question that's often asked of someone who purchases a particular item that has to be assembled, or, you know, you got to plug it in and so forth. And they ask, did you read the instruction manual? Well, we don't come with an instruction manual. However, in this context, we can sort of create one. Okay, yeah, it's after the fact, but, you know, better after the fact than not at all, that we're able to put this together and then process the information and move forward. I mean, in the late 80s and 90s, I went through, or actually early 80s into the 90s, I went through several personal growth and development programs for the purposes of trying to clear away a lot of the, you know, peel away those layers, those onion layers, you know, of stuff that I'd gathered up through my first 20, 25, 30 years of life, you know. And I don't know if I was overly successful because there's no real gauge, you know, only you know if you dealt honestly with the issues and were able to move forward. When you're talking with people, when you're meeting people, whether it even be at the workshop, are you able to do a quick assessment? And that's not necessarily someone come up to you and say, hey, Dondi, you know, can you tell me which of the five elements? But in your interaction, do you kind of mentally do that, or is that something that you kind of stay away from? But I'm just wondering if you do that in an effort to better communicate with them and get whatever it is across to them, maybe that they're asking you of a non-related, non-five elements related question or query.
Yeah, that's a great question. What usually happens is when I meet people at workshops or across the world, their elements are so strong that they just jump out at me. I try very hard to just meet someone and converse with them and be in the present moment and not make any assumptions about what their elements might be based on the way they look or the way they walk. But again, it usually just jumps right out at me because I know the elements so well. But what's great about that is within probably 30 seconds, I've summed up at least their primary element in the public realm, because we're usually in the public realm. Mm-hmm. And so I know how to speak to them. I know what tones of voice are going to work for that element. I know what words are going to work for that element. I know if that person is going to be a water who is going to want the conversation a little bit more slow, and waters like to sit down. Earths do as well. Earths also like to converse over tea or coffee or a treat. So I know this about them right away. Whereas if I'm talking to a wood, they're going to want an answer right then, and then they're going to move on. They're going to get their answer and go work with it. A metal person, if they come to me, I'll know that a metal person will probably want me all alone. They won't want to talk to me in a crowd. They'll want me to go to the side with them or go on a short walk with them. The fire person will want me to be quite positive in the way I speak. Fire people don't do as well with negative language or anything that's too serious. So even if I'm speaking about something serious, I'll keep it light for the fire person. So all this does is make our relationship better right from the start. It gets through a lot of the unknowns that we would have had without the elements. We're able to communicate more clearly and get things done quicker, which is what I like because I'm a wood element. I like to get things done. Mm-hmm. It helps in every way possible. And with my mom, we go around the world teaching thousands of students. We also have teachers and faculty. And it is so much, there is so much more freedom in our meetings when we meet, because we meet all over the world. We're a virtual company, so we meet over Skype and Zoom. We know each other's elements. We know who is going to need what before they even say it. It's almost like it's a predictor into people. It's for sure a real key into people before you even know them. You already know them. It's fantastic.
Do you find also that there are certain types that will be working in certain industries? For example, politicians, are most of them the same type, if you will, the main personality type, as opposed to some other? If there are teachers, is that a particular type? If they're first responders, is that a particular type? You know, and so on and so forth.
Yes, absolutely. So your water type of person is usually your philosopher. They love books. They love music. Many, many musicians are water types. They find meaning in the lyrics. They find meaning in the tones and the sounds of the music and the musical instruments. So many musicians, many creative people are water. So anything that's in the creative realm of the performing arts, arts and crafts, the wood types are very fast moving. They're urgent to get things done. They can see the big picture and they complete goals quickly. So a lot of woods run companies. A lot of woods are politicians. You know, without getting too political, Hillary and Donald both have wood. Mm-hmm. They have some other elements as well, which make them different from each other. But that is one of the similarities they have. And woods are usually very successful. Fires are lives of the party. These are going to be people who often move around to a lot of different jobs because they get bored quickly. Fires are drawn to pleasure and fun and anything that's positive. So the next shiny object will tempt them and they'll go to another job quickly. The earth type is usually, like you said, your teacher, your social worker. Earths love to connect people together. They're very good teachers. Earths Earths come from deep within to help others. And so, again, excellent teachers. They're very devoted and loyal as well. The metal type. Metals are that person who are going to read the instruction booklet. Like you said, many of us don't read the instructions. Metals will. They will sit down and they'll look at the instructions and very methodically, very calm, cool, and collected. They work with a lot of computers. They're often working one-on-one. So they're very good tech people behind the scenes. Yes, every element, it does well in different jobs and different businesses.
Well, going back to the political example, there are a lot of people who wanted to take 2x4s to these, both of these people, because they were just kind of fed up and had it. And it's like, get out of here, get out of my face. I don't want to see you anymore. This is fascinating stuff. And I'm going to give you permission, if you don't mind. We've been talking for about an hour. And I'm curious as to if you might, do you have enough on me yet? Sounds like the NSA. Have you heard enough yet that you can convict me of a crime that you are able to do any kind of an assessment? Have we been conversing long enough? Obviously, you can't see me. We don't have cameras on our Skypes, but I would think that, I don't know if this conversation has been sufficient.
Well, let me tell you, I am hearing you in your public realm. You might be something different with your family or behind closed doors. What I'm picking up listening to you and listening how you sentence and language things on air, I pick up water and wood, and I also pick up some fire. Now, fire people, I think you're a soft fire, which we would call a yin fire. In the book, The Five Elements, I get into the differences between yin and yang. And so if you're a yin element, let's say you're a yin earth or a yin wood or a yin fire, you're going to be a little softer than its counterpart, which would be yang. So I think you have water, wood, and fire. I hear the water because you seem quite curious. Waters are curious. They like to learn things. They like to know more. They want to delve into things that are meaningful in this life. Life just maybe isn't, even if it's hard when life becomes deep and meaningful, it's not the easy route for sure.
Yeah.
They still are drawn to that meaning. And the wood, your voice is very, very solid. It has a nice timbre to it, and woods are very practical. They like to take things like this, like the five elements, which might be considered a little woo-woo to some or a little out there, and they like to distill it down into practical terms for the public to understand. So I don't feel much metal and I don't feel much earth right now, although you could have a lot of earth behind closed doors. I don't know about that. But here on the air, it's water, wood, and fire, I would say.
Okay. Very interesting. And the process that you obviously went through is something that each individual can do by picking up a copy of the book, The Five Elements, or going to your website, learnthefiveelements.com. This, to me, is, again, I think that it's extremely helpful for each of us if we can find that modality that will help us to learn more about them, learn more about ourselves. I have to say that I'm not a real fan of the news, and the real irony is that I've been working most of my career for news talk and information stations. But I've gotten to the point where, you know, all of this stuff has happened before, over and over and over again. The names and the locations and the dates, but the actions are all the same. And we're talking thousands of years, folks. That's my observation. So why do I have to keep hearing about it? Why do I have to keep, you know, people say, well, you need to stay informed. I already know. I'm not ignoring or denying that these things happen. I already know that they're happening. I wish they weren't, because people shouldn't be treated the way some people are treated, and people shouldn't behave in the way some people in the news are behaving. But, you know, that's, I guess, the human experience. And so I acknowledge that these kinds of things happen, and I just don't want to watch the news over and over and over. And every year it seems like it's the same stories. They just change the names, you know, you know, it's like, okay, thank you. You know, stop being mean to one another. Be kinder. Show a little human compassion and kindness and set this other stuff aside. Stop yelling at one another. You know, let's get some things done. I can only imagine. And I could imagine if my wife and I, who get along really well, especially when we're working on projects, and we get the project done, and she might supervise more than assist, you know, hands on, but I thank her for that supervision. You know, she's still a part of the process, but we accomplish whatever it is, the goal that we're setting out to do. Whereas if I get irritated, and it's happened on a couple of few occasions, I get irritated during the process of this building, whatever it is, and it just starts to fall apart, and we don't accomplish a thing. And that's why I really like what you have to offer here in the Five Elements in particular. But this is actually your second book. You mentioned the first one. I believe that was the one having to do with the little book of energy medicine that you wrote with your mom, right?
Yes, that's right. That was the first book.
And
this is the second.
You have some video clips online. You have other materials and information that are available on your website, learnthefiveelements.com.
Yes, and every Wednesday I have a clip that comes out. It's called an Energy Minute, and they're on YouTube. You can type in Wednesday Energy Minutes, and I think we have 150 of them up there right now.
Oh.
And they're 1 minute techniques.
Wow.
To help boost your energy and build your immune system, and they're fun to do.
Now, the technical person in me is going to ask, are they really 1 minute? Is there a timer and they're keeping track?
there really is a timer. Sometimes we go over to 1 minute, 6 seconds. But there really is a timer. We're keeping track. We want to keep these to 1 minute.
Working for automated stations, I'm a stickler for timing, because otherwise the automation goes kablooey. And the system can't handle it, and you get cut off, and we don't want that. Fascinating stuff. Now, I'm curious as to what your future endeavors hold.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I'm teaching all over. Next week, I'll head to your old stomping grounds, Phoenix, Arizona, to help out at my mom's school. Next year, we are teaching in Lyon, France, and London, and Wales, and teaching the five elements all over. And then my publisher wants me to write another book, so I'll start writing that. They would like a book on the chakras, which are incredible. It's one of the nine energy systems, and the chakras are an amazing system to have insight into your health and your emotions and mental state. So I will probably start doing that soon.
I remember many years ago I read a book called Joy's Way, and talking about the chakra systems, and it focused on the seven main root chakras.
Yes.
But it also began to talk about, and again, this goes back to our conversation about everything being energy, the minor chakra points at various joints and different places on the body that I wasn't even aware of.
Yes, it's fascinating. You can take, there are actually, so like you said, there are seven main chakras that run up the front of the body, from kind of the trunk to the head.
Mm-hmm.
But there are smaller chakras, these spinning discs of energy all over the body. And you can work with these little chakras for a minute, 2 minutes, and alleviate pain. You can take away lower back pain. You can take away a headache. You can bring a jolt of energy. If you're starting to fall asleep in the afternoon, you can do, we call it a little chakra healing. We do little chakra healings on ourselves. And the first time I ever learned to work with the chakras was when I was about 12 years old and I was getting stomach aches. And my mom said, I want to teach you something to get rid of your stomach aches, and you can do it to yourself. And sure enough, I can get rid of a stomach ache now. I hardly ever have stomach aches, but if I do have one, I can get rid of it in about 2 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Just by doing a chakra clearing on my stomach with my hand.
Yeah, I could use that on my left wrist, that little joint there. The whole hand is swollen up. I wear a brace, and it's like, when are you going to go away?
Ah, we need to get you to an energy medicine practitioner. They will take your pain away.
That would be nice. That would be nice. And I know what you mean by that. And that's the other thing, too, is that these folks actually facilitate you healing yourself. And we all understand that. And that's one of the aspects, I think, that when you begin to realize that it's all about you. I mean, it sounds kind of strange in a way, but it is. It is all about you. You're the one that has to do the work. You're the one that's going to reap the benefits, you know, people like Dundee, Dahleen, and others, they just facilitate. But you have to do the work to make it happen.
Yes. Yes, and the work can be fun.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It is not where you, okay, would you lay down on the table and, you know, put your feet up here and stretch over this way and go that. And now I'm going to twist you and I'm going to, and you'll hear a popping sound, but don't worry. It's okay. You know, and again, there are so many different ways to achieve a healing. Dundee, Dahleen, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the program. And before we let you go, first of all, invite you to share with us again, if you should find yourself in the Santa Barbara area, we would love to have you in studio to continue this conversation.
Thank you, Richard. I would love to. I do come up to Santa Barbara. I visited Jack Canfield up there recently, and I'd love to come see you.
Wonderful. Secondly, a reminder that the website is learnthefiveelements.com. You can find out more. Also pick up a copy of the book, again, The Five Elements, Understanding Yourself and Enhancing Your Relationships with the Wisdom of the World's Oldest Personality Type System. And we have also a reminder for you folks that if you're listening to the radio broadcast, there's more of this interview. If you will go to richarddugan.com, the radio show's page, and you click on the play button associated with this interview. There's also a link to Dundee's website, and you can hear the entire interview. We encourage you to do that. And then finally, Dundee, I have three final questions for you as we wrap up our program. The first is, who is Dundee Dahleen?
Ha-ha. Dundee Dahleen is a person who really wants everybody to know that life can be easier, life can be less stressful, life can be healthier, and the five elements is one key into finding that peace.
You may have answered this question throughout the broadcast, but I'll ask it directly. What is it that you hope to or want to achieve through the work that you are doing now?
What I want to achieve is for people to have real joy, to be able to tap into joy and know that life doesn't have to be a struggle. Even if it's hard, we all have the hardships, but they can really tap into joy.
And finally, what is your life's purpose?
Oh my goodness, that's a big question. My life's purpose right now, I am all about my son. He's 7 years old. My whole life's purpose is to raise him into a compassionate, sensitive, autonomous, beautiful man. That's my life's purpose right now.
And that's the thing that people also need to learn too, is that your life's purpose today may not be the same tomorrow.
Yes.
It's yes. Ever changing. At least it can be. Dundee Dahleen, I want to thank you again for joining us on the program and sharing with us about the five elements, understanding yourself and enhancing your relationships with the wisdom of the world's most oldest personality type system. Again, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Richard.
I'm Richard Dugan. This has been Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. Until next time. Love Talal.